This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those among us who've had hefty legal bills have wondered why they were so high, wondered whether there was the proverbial finger on the scale. With the acknowledgement right up front that the vast, overwhelming proportion of lawyers only demand what they are rightly owed, some emails uncovered in a court filing last week suggest some of them have indeed been exaggerating their billable hours. Peter Latman wrote the story today for Dealbook in the New York Times. Peter, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
There's a temptation when you read this piece of yours in the paper this morning to go, I'm shocked to discover that lawyers are overbilling. But honestly, this is somewhat surprising, these emails that came out as a result of this lawsuit.
Well, so the backstory here is fascinating. A law firm sues a guy for nonpayment of his legal bill. He turns around and sues them back and says, you guys overbilled me. They go through pretrial discovery in the case, and these emails turn up, and you have some incredibly damning statements in these emails, basically acknowledgments from these lawyers at this firm that, there were some shenanigans going on in the way they worked on this guy's matter.
On the order of hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah. So this is a bill that had escalated into about, $600,000 or $700,000. And that's what the dispute is over. I think about $675,000.
You know what this reminds me of? It's you remember back during the dot-com thing when those analysts were caught with emails saying, oh, this stock is a piece of insert four-letter word here. You know, I mean, it's kind of the same deal.
Yeah, it's the same old story. And, you know, it is sort of an open secret, not to excuse it, that there is some aggressive billing and there is a constant problem with the billable hour. But it's certainly barely ever admitted in writing, which makes this story somewhat unique.
That idea of the billable hour seems to me is at the heart of this, right? Because when you engage a lawyer, I mean, I've had, you know, engaged lawyers for contracts and whatever, and they send you a bill and it says 0.38 hours for telephone calls, whatever, and then they multiply that by the hourly rate. And you're like, no, man, just tell me what it costs. Don't give me the whole every 6 minute increment thing.
Yeah. A professor in my story says, look, the billable hour creates perverse incentives, right? Because you have lawyers who have their own economic interests, which is to increase the hours billed, which is how they get paid.
Yeah.
But oftentimes it's not in the client's best interest to pay more hours. I mean, you want your case settled. You don't want your case to be protracted because that costs you more money. But it makes the lawyers more money.
Which is kind of a conundrum.
It is.
How much are we talking here per hour? I mean, it's not $50 an hour, right?
No. Look, these corporate law firms, and DLA Piper is the law firm that's at the center of this controversy, but the top lawyers there will bill in excess of $1,000 an hour. So,
wow.
You know, my fifth grade daughter could do the math there, right? It adds up pretty quickly if you're billing $1,000 an hour. And even at the low end, the most junior associates bill in the, $300 to $400 an hour range. So, you know, that's why you're seeing these astronomical bills and clients are, crying foul.
Right. Peter Latman at the New York Times. He works on Dealbook there. Peter, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.